God is good. How to be more spiritually sensitive. Hallelujah. One of the primary reasons why Christ came is to restore the relationship between God and man, to help us to actualize who we are as those who we are originally made in God's image and likeness. And for this purpose, we are to be brought back to that place of fellowship. Fellowship in this sense means likeness, not just to commune with Him. Originally, man was made in God's image and likeness, and God is a spirit. If God is a spirit, what we share in similarity with God is the spiritual part, which we call the supernatural part. And of course, the spiritual part supersedes the physical realm. Hallelujah. So for this reason, in order to be spiritually sensitive, you must first acknowledge that you are a spirit being and you are only having a physical experience. Hallelujah. Now, since you share similarities with God, one of the easiest means to come to that point of actualizing our divine nature is to primarily find our roots in the scriptures. Jesus Christ said something. He said, "Except I go, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, will not come." And it's the Holy Spirit that will help you to align with the truth in God's word. And for the truth in God's word to be actualized, you need to be open. You need to have a genuine hunger for God's word. Of course, the Holy Spirit inspired the men that wrote the scriptures as they were carried along by Him. So there is no way you can come to that point of actualization in the realms of the Spirit without acknowledging the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was shed for the remission of sin. Sin consciousness brought the separation between you and God. I mean, self-condemnation. But if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are gone and all things have become new. Now, if you are in Christ as well, there is now no condemnation. The condemnation that exists in the minds of man is what separates him from God and attention to the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. So Christ came to express Himself in a manner that is beyond just words. He came so that as many as those who will receive Him would become sons of God. And in as much as people become sons and daughters of God, I mean, while they are able to express themselves as those who were made in God's image and likeness, they'll be able to express themselves as God is. Bible says, as He is, so are we here on earth. God is good. Now, one of the ways to actually be spiritually active and sensitive is when you are more intentional about your self-actualization. I mean, when you take your time to study the Word of God just as much as you take in your food. So, wake up from your sleep and slumber and make sure that you feed your spirit man. Take in the Word of God every day so that God will dominate your consciousness. Can you talk about a relationship with a father without communication? Without, you know, considering the similarities you people have? They say true children bear likeness to their fathers. Hallelujah. So, from the Word of God, we will be made to understand who God is and our relationship with Him. I mean, what we share in common with Him. Hallelujah. And one of the other ways to become spiritually sensitive is to intentionally digest the Word of God. I mean, take in the Word of God via meditation. What meditation does is to help us to maintain a stern focus on God's Word. And as much as you maintain a stern focus again and again, belief in what you are focusing on will be generated. And when the belief is generated, there lies the power. We have a lot of powerless Christians today who cannot generate anything from the realms of the Spirit, simply because they don't know how to generate a lot of energy in the realm of the Spirit, because they simply do not know how to, and which makes a lot of Christians powerless. Now, if you are sensitive and you are doing more of meditation regularly, and your spirit becomes very, very active, the channels of your spirit will become opened, and you'll be able to experience the sense of smell, touch, taste, like we have in the five senses. You know, when a child is born and the child starts growing, the child's senses will be activated. And when you meditate on the Word of God regularly and you are growing, your senses will become active, that you'll be able to see what is applicable in the realms of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Talking about sensitivity, a lot of people apply the pattern of prayer and fasting. But make sure that before you pray and fast, you are led by the Spirit. Because everyone that ever engaged in fasting and prayer did that based on supernatural invitation. The Bible says that Christ was led into the wilderness to fast and to be tempted of the devil. When you apply the method of fasting, make sure that you have already received Jesus, because upon receiving Jesus, the gift of the Holy Spirit is a portfolio. Just like the prophet Moses in the scripture, Moses was invited by God to meet him at the mountain where he received the commandments. And God by himself fashioned the laws on a stone, just like God himself wrote on the wall for Daniel to see. So God Almighty has been in the business of revealing himself only to those who are sensitive of him. And one of the other ways to be sensitive of him is to intentionally acknowledge his presence. Acknowledgement of God's presence makes the presence of God become manifest. If you take your time to sit still, and to just acknowledge that, yes, God is with me, of course, the presence of God will be made manifest. Listen, God is omnipresent. David said it this way in Psalm 47. He said, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. If God is omnipresent, how do you get him to manifest his presence? It is simply by acknowledging that he is here. How do you always feel when you go to a place you are not invited? If you are treated in a particular way you don't like, you will still feel bad because you are not invited in the first place. One of the reasons why God will make his presence to be made manifest round about you is when you acknowledge him, because he's already here. But if you don't acknowledge him, he will not manifest. Now, when you intentionally acknowledge God's presence always, you get more of his presence. Now, some of the things that are our greatest enemies that cause us to be less sensitive of the presence of God is simply our worries and our anxieties. Christ emphatically taught us to divert our attention away from all those considerations, because they have a way of draining our attention from him. And don't you forget that whatever has your attention more than the acknowledgement of God's presence is equal to idolatry. And let us not forget that God is a jealous God, just as much as he is merciful. God is merciful only to those who intentionally acknowledge his presence always. Please, if there's anything you must do, make sure that what you must do every day, aside from starting your day with prayer, in between your day, acknowledge God's presence. Because when God's presence is fully acknowledged, then what comes with God's presence will be made manifest round about you. Now, Daniel, other heroes of faith, they usually spend time in the place of prayer. Why? Because they always want to remain in God's presence. Look at the man of faith called David. David was always praying to God. And at a point, he declared, he said, "Cast me not away from your presence, O God, and do not take your spirit from me." Hallelujah. When you acknowledge God's presence all the time, his spirit will always be by your side to inspire you, guide you on what to do. Of course, the book of Psalm 34 verse 7 says, "The angels of the Lord encamp around the righteous and them that revere him." You can't get the best from God if you do not revere him. I leave you here and I pray to meet you again. Thank you very much. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.